Blog Talk Radio.
And now, in a corner of a basement somewhere in New Jersey, it's Between the Ropes Radio. 30 minutes of nothing but wrestling. By wrestling fans, for wrestling fans. Right here live on blogtalkradio.com, it's your host, Ty Asbury.
New York is known for being one of the top places in the world. It will be known this Sunday night for hosting WWE's first ever all-women's pay-per-view, Evolution. On this Thursday night, October 25th, 2018, your boy, Ty Asbury, of course, and a Destiny Delivery, my pay-per-view pick show co-host, Miss Destiny. She is here live as we pick the first ever women's WWE pay-per-view. And she is here.
Hey, Ty, how are you? Sorry I called your cell.
Hey, it happens. We were talking. And I was like, wait, what's she doing?
I thought I texted
her. Text me the results. Yeah, I remember one time we were planning the show, and I tried like copy and paste all the matches into your Facebook box. I was like, nah, this ain't going to work. It's too much. Sometimes they have too many matches.
Oh yeah, and I don't remember anyway. So.
Well, Destiny, I have to say, as always, Destiny Delivery. You are here to deliver your picks for the first ever women's pay-per-view, WWE Evolution style. And as always, hey, I'm glad you're here on the show. It seems like we do one pay-per-view pick show. It seems like 100 years later, it's and as always, what's the last one that we did?
Oh man. Gosh. Well, pretty much what was the last pay-per-view?
Yeah. Oh, I think we did the one where, the one they just had, it was, oh, man. Come on, listeners. Help us out here. We all love you. No, it wasn't Hell in a Cell. They had it overseas.
The Australia one.
Yeah. What the heck was the name? See, now I just draw a blank here live on the show. Hey, what the heck was it?
I can't remember my own name.
Well, you know, I'm sure it will definitely come to me. But, you know, first thing, Destiny, I have to talk about. Yeah. Like I said, the last show we did as far as the pay-per-view picks, it'll come to me. It's like right there. I remember it being on a Saturday morning. Of course, there, you know, of course, 5 a.m. our time, and you were like, no way in hell I'm waking up and watching that. What was the freaking name?
I remember that though. There was no way in hell I was getting up. No.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll figure out later. But of course, Destiny, I'm sure you've heard. You posted on Facebook. The whole wrestling world's talking about it. I mean, it's really sad with Roman Reigns.
It's terrible. As I did post, he couldn't be braver. Everybody has this stigma thinking that, oh, you have cancer, so you're this ill, sickly, scrawny little dying thing. Guess what? Look at Roman. He's not healthy?
Yeah.
He's not the picture of health?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. And he was doing exactly what he needed to do. He kept getting checked. He knew what was going. Something was going on. And then poor Samu, his relative, Samu's got liver cancer. He needs a liver transplant.
It's just like, you know, like I said, he said, I mean, I was told before.
Oh, he will not be able to wrestle.
Yeah. It's sad. And I'm Destiny. Do you think, of course, leukemia, this course, I mean, it's just nothing to mess with. Do you think he said he'll be back? I mean, do you think it will be hard for him to come back?
He beat it once.
Yeah.
He's Samoan. He comes from a badass bloodline. He is strong. Is he going to get the shit knocked out of him? 100%. But do I think he'll come back? Absolutely.
Yeah.
He has so many people praying for him, and that's exactly what he needs, to know that he has that support.
Support, yeah. And it's funny because when I got, of course, a message saying that, hey, you know, you got to watch Raw, it's very sad. And Destiny, my first thought was, as always in wrestling, I mean, we lost a lot of people. I mean, I'm sure you lost a lot of your friends. And it's just like, oh, man, my first thought was, oh, my God, who passed away? And when Roman walked out, there was the way his face looked, and he didn't have his ring gear on. I was like, this, something's up. I mean, I wasn't aware of what the situation was, but it's just something hit me like something's not right.
I mean, think about it. So he said, so when he was 21 years old, he had leukemia. And look what he looks like now. Look at how much he brought himself back, how strong he is. I don't have a doubt in my mind he can do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, and like I said, I mean, as far as the wrestling aspect in the ring, that's put to the side. I mean, everybody is definitely, yeah, that's put to the side. I mean, and Roman, you know, Destiny, myself, we're all with you, man. We love you. We love watching you wrestle. I mean, you know, the Destiny, we know she loves you, but like you, like I said, Roman, I said it before, I like Roman Reigns. And like I said, one thing I like about his, the way he is, I mean, I'm just going to go for a minute and talk about him inside the ring. He could take, I like a talent who could take an ass kick and like he can and dish one out. It's just, like I said, he just did the right thing. Like you said, getting his money, you know, collected for his family, going home and just beat this. And then, you know, he'll be back. I think he earned a lot of super duper momentum of respect.
Oh, yes. But also, the problem with cancer is first off this. Oh, my God, you got cancer. What are you whispering about? What are you ashamed of? It's like, you are going to be in for the fight of your life. Like, what's the shame? Second, right away, so people don't go, they're not getting checked out. They're not getting physicals. They're not getting, if they feel lumps or if they feel a little pain, they're just, oh, it'll go away. Because they think right away, you see those commercials of those people and they're bald and they're sickly. It's like, yeah, I was there. I did that because that's the stigma. But if you go and they can, you know, early detection is the best protection, they're not kidding. I mean, I know, yeah. I met a woman that had breast cancer and she was like, she goes, oh, I felt the lump right away. I went, they removed the lump. She had radiation. That was the end of it. She never lost her hair. She never, you would have never have known if she didn't tell you. And that's the problem. It's like they're putting this out, like, until, I mean, that's why I'm so happy Roman came for it, because it's like, there is a guy, I mean, gorgeous, built like a brick shit house. Guess what? And it also, with something else, cancer doesn't care if you're old, if you're young. It doesn't care what race you are. It doesn't, with religion, it doesn't care about anything. It's not true.
Yeah.
It's running rampant.
And Destiny, I mean, everything he says is absolutely correct. And Roman said, I mean, in life you're going to get hit hard. And I mean, it's unfortunate that we all get hit by certain things, you know, in life. And Destiny, we all know you've been through it. Like I said, you kicked its ass. I mean, like I said, you're still living your everyday life. I mean, you sassed me on the pay-per-view shows. So you're still doing what you do. So.
Yeah, but you, like, I mean, like I deal with people. They're ashamed. I'm like, what are you ashamed of? I was like, why are you ashamed that you got cancer? I don't understand that. I don't understand why you're whispering. I don't understand that, you know, like, now's your opportunity to raise awareness. It's like that's why I posted the whole thing. If you go to my Facebook page, you will see I post every time I'm at the doctor. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And I'm the first one to admit I had a mammogram in April 2015. October 2015, I'm like, well, everything was fine. October, I go, I'm like, what is this lump? I'm like, oh, that can't be anything. I just had my mammogram. I'll wait. Biggest mistake I could have made. It was stage 2 invasive ductal carcinoma. Means it just, everything was fine in April, and by October, bam. And so I waited till the following April and then was diagnosed May of 2016 with stage 2 invasive ductal carcinoma. because I waited. There's no more waiting. I am at the, and now I have the next 5 years, because I had a thyroid cancer too, of I basically alternate doctors every other month. And you have to tell them everything when you're in treatment. I had a journal. I let them know. Don't sit there and assume you're supposed to feel really, really terrible. As soon as I said, like, hey, look at my face. I passed out. I was in unbelievable pain. We'll work on that. Now we can maybe pull. Tell them. It's like, that's what they're there for. Tell your doctor.
Yeah. Well, you know, Destiny, like, of course, you're doing what you're doing. Like I said, you've gotten through this because you are super. And Destiny, speaking of super, I found out what the last show we did for the pay-per-view pick show, it was called Super Showdown. Bam. I just wrote it down here in my notes. Super Showdown. Yeah. Yeah. But, oh, man, we got the first, Destiny, the first ever all-women's WWE pay-per-view. Of course, we're talking about WWE Evolution this Sunday night live at 7 p.m. from the Nassau Coliseum in Uniondale, New York, live on pay-per-view as well as the WWE Network. And Destiny, I got some matches down that are from NXT, and I feel bad because I should be watching NXT a little more, so
yeah,
I could just roll. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I could just skip those to the side, no disrespect to the ladies, but I may just put them to the side, so, I mean, and fans can maybe go on, of course.
And nothing against NXT at all. Like, anytime I've been able to watch their programming, it's always blown me out of the water. But it's like,
yeah.
do I get to watch it every week? No.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, NXT, of course, still sits on the lower totem pole, I guess, but it's always Raw and SmackDown. But NXT does have some matches, of course, for this Sunday at Evolution. But we're going to talk about the main match. No disrespect, the main matches. And Destiny, the first one I want to talk about, of course, is the Raw side. Of course, the legends are back, Hall of Famers, Trish Stratus and Lita. They go up against Alexa Bliss. And, of course, another, I'm sure, soon-to-be Hall of Famer in the future, Mickie James.
I say Mickie takes the pin. But, like, I'm going with basically, you know, when it comes to that team of Alexa and Mickie James, Alexa's pretty much the par se, the mean girl. And when it comes down to it, I think she'll just basically throw Mickie to the wolves.
I think you're going with Stratus and Lita to take this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah,
I think the pin's going to go on Mickie.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and two, I can see Alexa. Alexa's the type where if she's not having it, she's not going to fight. Of course, like you said, she'll throw Mickie James to the wolves and take off. But, I mean, honestly, for me, Destiny, I'm going to agree on this one because – I think probably Lita and Trish Stratus, this is their probably their last time, you know, to shine in the WWE ring. I mean, we all know what they've done during their careers, wonderful things, but I'm actually going to say that Trish and Lita do pick up the win over Alexa Bliss and Mickie James. And another thing too, I think Mickie James has been due to maybe possibly go on her own, or maybe she may take some time off, but I'm going with Stratus and Lita to take the win on WWE Evolution.
Okay, we agreed.
Yeah, we agreed. And, of course, as you all know, if you disagree, you agree with us, of course, we're here till 6:30 talking about the first ever all-women's WWE pay-per-view. I'm talking about Evolution, baby, at 646-716-5926. Call into Between the Ropes Radio. Me and my girl Jackie Destiny Peterson are here talking about the show on this Sunday. Big show up in Uniondale, New York, of course. And
happy to see the evolution from pillow fights to this.
Yeah, I mean, they had the pillow fights. It was like, you know, the women were getting thrown. It was like pools of mud. And yeah, that around the time, you know, it's Jackie, you know, it's like Evolution. It's involved. It's, I think it's gotten better.
And finally.
Yeah, it's definitely gotten a lot better than, like I said, the Diva pillow fights and, of course, you know, the bikini showdowns, which I haven't seen in years. And it's really showing that, hey, The women, they can get down just as much as the men can. They can wrestle. And, of course, we were talking about more Raw 4 Evolution. We have on the Raw side Sasha Banks, Bayley, and Natalya. They go up against that deranged, crazy Riot squad. I'm talking about Sarah Logan, Liv Morgan, and one of my favorites, Ruby Riot. Destiny, who you going with in this one?
Okay, so it's Sasha Bayley. Sasha Bayley or... Like they have that love hate thing going on. The Riot Squad's dangerous. I think I'm going to go with the Riot Squad.
Yeah, and again, I'm going to worry. Well, actually, Destiny, we talked about this. I think we talked about this so many podcasts ago. Is that I think the whole Bayley Sasha Banks thing. I really thought that could have been a really good feud, but I don't know what happened with that. I think it's too late to go back to it now. I think Natalya, it's they. I don't know why they didn't pull the trigger on that.
Yeah, down the line. The reason you're agreeing with me is because you don't like to lose.
I definitely don't like to lose. Speaking of that, I definitely do not like to lose. I'm going to pick. I say the Riot Squad. They win too because they're on a roll. And like I've said it before, I'm a big Ruby Riot fan, so I say they get the win. Maybe it could be some, tension with Sasha Banks, Bayley, and Natalya. I'm still a firm believer that eventually Natalya will turn heel. I still see her going after Ronda Rousey eventually.
That's what I'm sticking to my gut with that.
Yeah, I'm really sticking to my gut and seeing that. But I'm picking the Riot Squad as well to win this one at WWE Evolution. And, of course, we're going to switch over to the SmackDown side. And I love her. She did this past Tuesday on SmackDown at the WWE Performance Center. Destiny, we are talking about the first ever women's last women's standing match. Becky Lynch puts the title up against Charlotte.
This is going to be who is legit the dirtiest player in the game. And I love Becky. This heel turn. Wow. She has full blown bitch all over her. I think Becky's gonna retain. I'm just gonna win with Becky. I'm gonna say dirtier than Charlotte.
Now the thing too, you have to look at this whole concept of this match. Now Becky, she's won the last meetings between her and Charlotte. Becky, she'll take the belt and take off, and keep her title, of course. And that's why they made this, of course, the last woman standing match. Now, Dustin, do you think it may get to a point where Charlotte, she may get frustrated, she may turn heel, or they're just going to run with this whole Becky Lynch heel thing for a while?
Oh, I think they're going to. Becky is heel. She's really good. So, everything, that whole bit with Edge.
That was funny.
When she was on the cutting edge.
That was funny. Yeah, she had this
somber face, and then all of a sudden she was like, "Yeah, screw you."
Oh yeah. And she said, "And what she said, and we all love Edge." She said, "Get out of my ring and don't hurt your neck on the way out." And I was like, "Oh, a little too much," but
yeah, I was like, "Oh my God."
Yeah, that's what Becky does. And like I said, she's just having a great time with this heel thing she's doing. I'm loving it. I'm loving her work. I'm also going to say Becky Lynch, she retains the title. And I think after this, I don't know if they'll continue this feud. I think this match may go into Survivor Series possibly. Of course, we have Crown Jewel that's coming up. But I think this will go. I think this feud is going to go for a little bit, but. Becky Lynch, I think she'll find a way to entertain us, and win her match.
Team against,
the last woman's name.
Becky's team, yep.
Yeah, so they'll probably do that, I'm sure, come up for a Survivor Series. Now, switching, of course, for women's titles of WWE, we go to the Raw side. We have Ronda Rousey putting her title up against Nikki Bella, who they recently turned on Ronda Rousey, which set up this whole thing.
Well, I'm assuming Bree's going to be in Nikki's corner. But otherwise, if she wasn't, I would assume that Ronda was basically like, as Ronda put it, Ronda's going to rip Nikki's arm out and beat her with it. I cannot see it's Nikki beating Ronda. Ron Ron get badass. I'm sorry. It's gonna take some sort of triple threat situation to take that belt off of Ronda.
And you know, Destiny, my dear, this may be the show where we agree on every single pick, which doesn't happen. I don't think it's ever happened at all. So I think this may be the first time, like I said, maybe a full moon out there, but maybe it's something in the cereal
that
I had today.
You do have
that
outside interference factor, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I mean,
that,
you know,
that
like, you know.
But legit, one-on-one, I'm afraid for her.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I mean, like, I mean, and Destiny, you're right. This match, you're like, I mean, of course, it's just, Nikki, I honestly could be wrong. I really think this match is going to be just quick, short, and painful. I don't see this match being that long.
The entrances,
I mean,
will be longer,
you know,
than the match.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that. I mean, she may even lay out Brie Bella as well. I mean, we talked about possibly still the maybe possibilities of the whole Natalya turning heel thing. I think they may hold off on that, but you never know. But I'm agreeing with Destiny. I say definitely Ronda Rousey all the way. It's just because no disrespect.
It doesn't sound like Natalya has a match, so it doesn't sound like that she's going to be out there with Ronda.
Yeah, but I mean, she could come out later on, though. I mean, I'm sure Natalya would be our wrestler.
I guess that's true.
So, but I mean, it's just, you know, and like I said, you never want to disrespect anybody, but it's like Nikki Bell up against Rowdy Ronda Rousey. It's just like it's like
it's no disrespect. It's like she's a legit fighter. I mean,
yeah, to me, to Destiny, it's like that itty-bitty little matchbox car trying to run into that really big super-duper matchbox car, and, you know, the end result, the little car is going to get torn up.
But in sixth grade, they said, like, if I remember this right, like, Ronda did an interview, in, like, sixth grade, she got in trouble in school all the time, and she had to be brought into with anger management. And that's where the judo started, trying to channel her anger. Because she was always a badass. I just, like, I mean, this is, you know. She doesn't care about getting punched in the face. She doesn't care about getting a little messed up. I mean, she's proven that. It's like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, badass. You know, she's badass, and you know how the Bella's Dirt theme song. You can look, but you can't touch. But hey, Ronda Rousey is going to touch her, meaning beat her down. And probably Nikki Bella's name will turn into Nikki Blue Bella because she's going to get beat down. Ronda Rousey's going to win. I would be so surprised if – I just can't see it happening. Ronda Rousey, she's just on a roll right now. And honestly, Destiny, I think she's going to be undefeated for a while. That's just me.
Yeah, that's what, you know. As I said, it's going to have to be like some sort of triple threat match, some sort of match where she doesn't have to be pinned.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they could do that. And, of course, Destiny, to end out, of course, the last match that I have down, they have a women's battle royal. Now, I'm going to start off with the old schoolers that they have coming back. We have one of my all-time favorites, and I think this lady up against Ronda Rousey would be a hell of a match. Alundra Blaze, Molly Holly, Michelle McCool, Ivory, and Kelly. They're the old schoolers in the battle royal. Now, new school, we're going to have Asuka, Ember Moon, Carmella, Nia Jax, Naomi,
ooh,
Alicia Fox, Tamina, Lana, Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose, and the winner of this gets a women's title shot.
Oh, God. A women's title of the title they choose?
I would think they could probably either be Raw or SmackDown.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, it's not going to be, I mean, no offense, no disrespect, like you said, no disrespect at all. Either it's not going to be old school because they're not going to come back to the roster. Even though Medusa has a freaking kickboxing background.
Yeah, she's bad.
I mean, I've dealt with, oh my gosh. I mean, quite, you know, I can basically say the whole current roster pretty much now, I would pretty much like back down to.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, I worked on an independent with her, and she was warming up, and she was She was in a pair of high heels, fitted up, and she picked her one leg up and went straight up in the air, and I almost thought, I was like, oh, my God. Like a
yeah.
split. But, oh, my gosh. So it's like I have to, unfortunately, take out the legends because, like I said, they're not going to – I can't see them signing on a contract and, you know, going for the title. Is it a shot for Asuka to get back into the picture?
I'd say tonight is crazy because honestly, I was going to pick and say this. We all know Asuka's been on kind of downward spiral. She lost to Charlotte, and of course, she lost to Carmella twice, which still drives me insane. But I'm gonna say Asuka wins, and this is the start of her turnaround. I say she gets it.
Because they did turn Becky heel. Asuka Becky.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I think Asuka and Becky would be. I think that'd be a good feud. Maybe nothing against Charlotte. Maybe
Asuka Rousey.
You know. Yeah, Asuka Rousey, but it's just, and Destiny. I was going to say Ember Moon. Much I love Ember Moon, talented young lady.
I
think
like
her time is. I mean, I don't know if it's there for her yet, but they Asuka is just she's just out there, and she needs to. She won the first ever Women's Royal Rumble. Why not win the first ever Women's Battle Royal at the first ever Women's Pay Per View? It would make sense to me.
Yeah, but you also have the – I mean, I put in there – I'm forgetting about Tamina and Nia Jax.
Yeah.
Yeah, but both those girls are – they're rough and ready. You're, you know, but the battle – I mean, over-the-top battle royal. But like you
Now, Tamina and Nia Jax, they'll clean some houses and throw people out, but it'll probably be a point where they'll get jumped and everybody will gang up on them and throw them out. But Asuka is so just calculated and sneaky. And I mean, Asuka just knows she can rumble too. And I'm going to say,
yeah, she's
and
amazing.
I love Asuka. I'm going to say, I think this is a show where we all probably agree. We agree on every pick. I'm going to say Asuka, she wins it.
Well, yeah. This whole thing finally of coming around. The whole show is amazing.
Yeah.
You know,
it's been overdue. And like I said, I'm sure these ladies are excited and ready. I'm sure they definitely will deliver this Sunday night at Evolution. So Destiny, you're going with Asuka.
Yep. I'm just hoping they're not going to need an arc to get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
This weather
ladies and gentlemen, all listeners, I think this is the first ever episode where me and Destiny have agreed. I think we agree on every pick, so I don't know. But chances are I'll probably end up losing. I mean, well, no, we both agree on everything, so I can't lose. But
we'll both
there's
lose.
Some way I'll – yeah, well, I mean, we may both lose. So look at it, we may both lose. But, of course, Destiny, like I said, we know you're always busy. What's next up for you in wrestling?
I was so happy about this. Sunday – Holmesburg Boys and Girls Club. It's like right outside of Philadelphia. Super crazy. He has a huge lineup. It has a 1 o'clock in the afternoon start. There's a pre-show. It's going to be a Halloween party, trick-or-treat, pro wrestling extravaganza. What? It can't get any better than that. Trick-or-treat, candy, wrestling, costumes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard her first.
And then November 16th will be Modern Vintage Wrestling at the H2O Arena in Williamstown. And then, let me see, what goes in between there? Back to the first would be Super Crazy again. You know, I'm trying to, like, since unfortunately the unfortunate demise of Pro Wrestling Empire, you know, which was terrible, but you know, you never know. Some maybe it'll get everything back together and pop back up.
No. Well, of course, ladies and gentlemen, you heard Miss Destiny. You want to check all the wrestling action? I'll go on her page. Of course, Jackie Destiny Peterson, her Facebook page. Catch all the wrestling coming up in November. And of course, as always, Destiny, my girl, thank you for joining me here on the WWE Evolution Pick Show.
Oh, please, thanks for having me.
Not a problem. As always, God bless. I love you. Like I said, I'll probably end up doing something wrong with these picks, but like I said, we'll talk about it on the next pick show here in Between the Ropes Radio. But as always, Jackie, God bless, and we'll do it next time.
Oh, of course.
Have
sorry,
a great
I
night.
I had a show, so I couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Take care, Jackie. So,
you too. Thanks again.
This is your boy, Ty Asbury. You just listened to Between the Ropes Radio. Tonight was a Destiny Delivery and the WWE Evolution pay-per-view pick show. I'm your boy, Ty Asbury. Have a great night. And thank you, as always, for listening to Between the Ropes Radio. I'm out. Have a great night. See ya.
Sweet.